It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath. Talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Good morning, Austin, Texas, and welcome to Big Ugly Tailgate. I'm Ashley Camrath, and here with Johnny Rogers, my co-host.
Morning.
And Casey is actually going to have to call in here in a little bit because he is busy today.
Yeah, we got the big Twisted X crawfish boil going down.
Crawfish season.
Going down in Dripping Springs at the brewery.
Awesome.
And so Casey's got, I don't know how many pounds, but I've been waiting for crawfish for so long.
Absolutely. And
like it's been two years?
So good.
It's been 2 years?
So I had it last year.
He did
a little bit last year, and I called him. I said, okay, look, because I was helping him organize the social media aspect because people would call in and order off socials. And I said, Case, I need 6 pounds. So Jake and I took it up to Dallas and just sat around the island in the kitchen and just ate crawfish for hours. So,
that's awesome.
But Whitfield's is also open today. So,
correct.
So Whitfield's is open.
Yeah, so you can still go get barbecue and then go out to Twisted X.
Have a nice afternoon.
And have a great afternoon.
It's going to be great weather today, too. I mean, it's beautiful right now.
Yeah, they've got music by Law by the Gun.
Okay.
And it is the Texas Independence Crawfish Boil, Saturday, today, from 12 to 5 p.m. Bugs, barbecue, music, and fun out at the Twisted X Brewery.
So great. It's such a great atmosphere out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great little drive out to the country, and then you get out there, it's peaceful. They've got a lot going on.
They've got a lot
Hunter's
of beer.
Hunter's done so much.
Yeah. They've got a lot of beer out there.
A lot of beer. Don't think they'll run out of beer.
No, not running out of that, but you're right. It's a really good time, and if you've never taken the family or your friends and looking for something to do today, the crawfish season is upon us, and I cannot wait to get my hands on.
That's right. That's going to be an awesome event. Stud Bugs, as we used to call them. I'm not sure if they... Stud Bugs. Casey Studdard. A huge congrats to Kim and Casey.
Yeah. Kim and Casey are officially going from a man-to-man to zone defense inside the household. They have decided to go for number three, and...
Number three is on the way, so congrats to the Studdard family.
Yeah, I thought Casey was lying. He doesn't. It's not that he is out there cooking crawfish and getting Whitfield's ready to go. I think he's at Lamaze class,
breathing
exercise. I think him and Kim are, you know, they're doing their breathing exercises on a Saturday morning.
That's awesome.
And Casey's being the very supportive man that he is, sitting behind her. You know, I remember. I think there's some movies out there that depict Lamaze.
All I can think of is the scene from How I Met Your Mother, which is the greatest TV show of all time.
We're going to disagree about that, but go ahead.
Well, that's fine.
Well, that's another
time. So, and there's a scene where Marshall and Ted, like, really wants so badly to be involved in the whole process because he's the third wheel, and he's the one that's, like, desperate to get married and have babies, but he just can't find the mother. And so he goes to Lamaze class with Marshall, and they're, like, doing breathing techniques, and it's one of the greatest scenes ever.
Okay. I'm going to take your word for it. We'll have to get Casey in next week and talk a little Lamaze, talk a little barbecue, whatever.
Right here on the tailgate.
That's it.
So, no, that'll be a fun tailgate for you today if you want to get out there and support Casey and the Stud Bugs and Twisted X Brewery out in beautiful Dripping Springs, Texas on this awesome set. I mean, the weather's perfect.
Weather's perfect.
I left Dallas yesterday morning and I had on boots like to the knee, you know, like comfortable boots.
Right.
With jeans and a sweater and a jacket. And I got down to Austin. I got out of the Jeep or out of the truck.
Just
my mom was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
She was in shorts and a t-shirt. I was like, it was 20 degrees colder in Dallas.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, a busy week of showing real estate around town. And yesterday was just gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Just gorgeous.
We went out to the, out to Dripping Springs, actually. Bowie JV Baseball was playing Hayes. And they
go Dogs.
Go Dogs. Go Dogs.
Do you think this is the first time the Bowie JV baseball team's ever had a shout out? Like anywhere?
If so, I'm going to make it
Boom.
Legendary.
There you
Boom.
Go. Legendary. Speaking of.
So, yeah, show. Right. How I Met Your Mother. So, yeah, so we, it was a great game. Got there. It was a doubleheader, actually, and they had already lost to Hayes. And we were winning, and then Hayes had an inning where they just rallied, and they came back, and they were up by one, and then bottom of the final, we got them. So nice. My niece's boyfriend, Carter Merriman.
Is this a mullet guy?
Mullet guy. Nice. Carter's mullet. We got to start like a social media. Like, we got to start either a Twitter account or an Instagram account, Carter's mullet.
There you go.
He can give like hair tips and stuff. His really? Mom and I were talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to take hair tips from that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. I. It's, can't say much because my hair is just all over the place, as evident as, the,
as we took a picture last weekend.
Hey, I even combed my hair for this week because I wanted to show you that I that my hair can actually be styled and shaped and look decent and not look like Doc Martin from Back to the Future.
I just couldn't believe you had just got a haircut.
Yeah.
I really want to know what it looked like before.
Well, oh, it was disgusting.
It was
gnarly. Like even the my hair cutter stylist was just like, wow,
Johnny,
you have a lot
gross.
Of hair, and it looks like it's borderline. I mean, had I just gone short on the sides, I would have, your niece's boyfriend, I
you would have given him a run
oh
for
my,
his money.
Yeah, him and there's a Baylor basketball player too that's got a solid mullet right now. I think he's the Westlake kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Kentucky Waterfall.
Something.
So, you know, the men in my family, Jake, former Marine, high and tight, always, he got yeah. his cut really short this week. My papa actually grew his out during quarantine, but then got it cut.
I got some quarantine curls.
When you're used to that military cut and then they grow it out, it's like, no, trim that off, please.
Yeah, I don't think my oldest brother Jay, I think I want to say that he's had no more than a one guard on the side of his head since high school.
Yeah.
And we'd all go down to, remember, Sportsman's hair cutter up off 35th Street was kind of where we all, would all go and get our hair cut. And then once he got to Indiana, he started cutting his own hair because he didn't like the way people cut his hair.
Anyone else would do it?
Yeah. So he's been cutting his own hair for 20 years. And then this year, he finally grows his hair out. And he's got like the little, you know, the curls that are
the
coming
wings.
Out of the wings on the sides of the hat and all that. And it's just so funny. Now, I'm the same way. I've always been pretty short.
Yeah.
But he has never had long hair, and it's just, it's interesting to see.
That's funny.
It just doesn't, it doesn't look, you
yeah.
know, like.
Yeah, when you're used to that clean cut, it's a little different when, yeah. So we, be sure to hit us up on the text line, 512-337-3776, and we're going to do something a little different today since Casey isn't here. Johnny and I are going to take advantage. If you want to call in.
See, we enjoy hearing from the listeners.
Johnny
whereas
and
Casey,
I are people.
Yeah, we're the people of the people.
So if you want to call in, 512-447-3776, let us know what's on your mind.
Let us know. We've got some action this week. We had Texas basketball team took down OU the other night, 69-65. Man, that was a fun game to watch. It was the first half was Texas really came out. And I don't know if I've ever seen Texas play a better half of basketball. I mean, they were getting Jericho Sims involved. Greg Brown was getting touches. Matt Coleman, who usually is Texas's kind of steady guy, really struggled.
Oh, really?
Really struggled this game and didn't even have his first points of the game came with less than a minute to go in the game.
Wow!
I mean, he hit a big shot towards the end to kind of ice some things, and Greg Brown hit some big time free throws, and that was. There was an inbounds play right at the end of the game where, you know, typically Greg Brown's probably not the guy that you want to have the ball in his
right,
hands.
Right.
But he was open and they inbounded it to him. And it, in my opinion, and I was talking with some friends about this, although it may have put the game in a little bit of jeopardy to have Greg shooting those free throws, it was a big, big moment for his career to go on the road, hit two free throws to ice the game and really put Texas – you know, I mean, he's the one who kind of capped that win. So it was one of those deals where it's like, what are you doing getting the ball into Greg Brown? But that moment right there for him as a player, you know, could really help turn the tides when maybe Texas gets into the NCAA tournament and there's a little bit more pressure on you when you're in the tournament. So
sure.
Putting these kids in positions to have success in the future. Yeah, if he'd have missed those free throws, there's a good chance OU could have gotten the ball back and, you know, scored points and won the game. But kudos to Greg Brown. He really stepped up and maturing as a player, and hopefully you start seeing him getting more involved in the game.
Well, and I think there's so much more added pressure when it's OU. It just
obviously
makes that big of a difference. So when you're able to step up at that moment,
yeah,
that's critical.
And OU's always got like some smarmy players that you love to hate. I mean, they're good players, you know, but they're definitely some athletes that at OU that you're just like,
all of them.
Yeah.
I just go straight infantile when it comes to OU. Well, I was talking to my niece and her boyfriend yesterday. We went to dinner or to lunch after the games, and I said, okay, so what are y'all thinking, you know, for college? And just trying to keep a pulse on them and where they're at. And he listed about six schools, and I think number seven was OU, and I was like, nope.
Sorry.
And he said, no, I mean, I'm considering. I said, no, you're not. Yeah. Not if you're going to date my niece.
Yeah. Beat it, nerd.
Beat it, nerd.
Like, you can go anywhere.
Yeah.
Literally anywhere. College Station.
But she's not
at least,
going
at
with
least,
ya.
At least College Station is in the great state of Texas.
Right.
Like,
right. All the respect for A&M.
Yeah.
But not OU.
Not OU.
So he's on the fishing team at Bowie High School. And so he's like, well, there's a lot of good bodies of water
hold
up there.
Hold on. Can we rewind that for a second? All right. I think what I just heard you say is that he's on the fishing team.
Yep.
Bowie High School has a fishing team?
Darn right.
Are they like a nickname? Like the Bulldog Angler? Like, what do we, like, there's a fishing team?
I don't know if they have a name. Yeah, there's a fishing team.
Is this a common thing amongst Texas high schools?
I guess so. I didn't know either. I had no idea. This is the first I'd ever heard of it either. But they do tournaments. Like, they compete. Are they
sponsored by, like, Skeeter?
I don't know.
And, like, you know, Chuck Woolery selling them lures? Like, what are we doing here?
I guess that, you know, those are probably questions I should have asked in the past, but I never thought to.
Well,
it was just that's cool. He's on the fishing team.
Well, in case he wasn't cooking mud bugs today, then he'd probably be able. He's like, oh yeah, I was on the varsity as a freshman. Like, wait, what?
So the cool thing is Carter, you know, they went to Bailey Middle School, and he was on the Bowie fishing team while he was in middle school.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's basically a prodigy.
He's
what
pretty good
saying.
Fisherman. Yeah. But so like, that's what he kept saying about OU. He was like, there's a lot of really good fishing up there.
Okay.
And I was like, all right. But it's Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, but there's good fishing. I was like, but it's Oklahoma. Son, you'll figure it out eventually.
So what about like a hunting team?
I don't know. How legit would that be, though?
Like, I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
You can take classes to learn how to hunt. I mean, for those that, you know, I was not born in the great state of Texas.
Right.
And my father being a football coach.
You didn't do a lot of hunting.
I didn't do a lot of hunting because we were going to games. We were going to practices. That's just kind of when that happened. So I was never really around that culture.
Right.
So I think if I would have moved, you know, had there been a hunting 101, you know, and you know.
Or you had the opportunity to get to know, because there is a lot to
sure.
know. Someone just texted in on the text line and said, yes, Westlake has one. There are some colleges that have fishing teams.
Oh, wow.
As well.
I had absolutely no idea. I'm kind of tongue-in-cheek that's pretty cool.
You're welcome for teaching you something new today.
Awesome. All right. Well, shout out to the Chaparral and the Bowie fishing team.
Yeah,
go Anglers.
They're out today.
That's interesting.
Out today. So, yeah, isn't that neat?
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would have definitely taken that class. It'd be like, you know, like, take pottery in high school, right? Like, man,
I went to Hyde Park. We didn't
ceramics?
Have any,
you didn't have like a ceramics
no.
class?
You took ceramics class?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not like, surprised.
Like, you
John,
know,
there are like
John,
two
John
ends
surprised.
Of the spectrum. Yeah. We got fishing on one end and then pottery
like,
on the other.
You know the ghost scene when Swayze and Demi Moore are like wrapped up in each other and they're doing the wheel and all that
stuff?
Does
that happen to you in high school?
No, not that part. But I did do.
Which one were you, Demi or Swayze?
Stop. Get it out of your head. No, but Coach Hurst had a ceramics class and everybody took ceramics and it was so much fun. But you learned how to use the pottery wheel. It was really cool.
I think
I still have some bowls. I know my mom still has them. Susan would not have thrown those bowls away.
Not her baby boy's bowls.
Absolutely
from
not.
Pottery class.
In middle school, I had a glassware class where I didn't make pottery, but like, you know, like you cut glass and like, you know,
blown glass?
Not blown glass. It was like glass mosaic work.
Okay.
You would cut it and then meld it together. That's the closest thing I could think of.
Gotcha.
I had woodworking too, but everyone had woodworking, right? Y'all have woodworking?
Not at Hyde Park.
No.
We are, no.
Parents paid all this money for me to go to this nice private school, and then I didn't get woodworking or pottery. What the heck?
Well, there you go.
What Should've. The heck?
Got robbed.
The Colonel just texted in and said West Point has a college fishing team.
That's pretty cool.
That's legit.
Wouldn't want to go up against those guys.
No.
Feel like they would have some extra, like...
America's finest.
Well, they probably got some pretty high-tech gear that nobody else has.
If you can't catch them on the line, just shoot them.
Yeah, Colonel's probably got, like, goggles that are infrared that he can see into the water. And
signatures of the fish.
Yeah, exactly. He's tracking them for days and knows exactly where they're at.
That's cool. Yep. So everybody's sending in all the links for all the university fishing teams. There you go, Johnny.
Awesome.
I didn't know either until Emmy told me.
Do my frogs have a fishing team?
Oh, Lordy.
What do you think they use for bait?
Hey, guys, can I come fish with
you? What do they use for bait? Yeah, DBU bass fishing. Okay. Yeah, there's a Bassmaster College Series.
My girlfriend just texted in and said, in Alaska, you get leather making and wood shop.
Okay.
Yeah, but they actually use it up there.
Yeah, those are for like skills, like life survival skills up in Alaska. Like, what are we doing?
How to walk across 6th Street without stumbling.
Yeah, I failed that one.
You never had to make an emergency mug out of clay there, Johnny?
No, absolutely not. Like, it was therapeutic.
Of course,
I think the process of going through it and the wheel and all that, it was very therapeutic, but... Yeah.
I did do some pottery in Ireland not too long ago, a couple years ago. I mean, it is.
Awesome.
It's neat to like make something. And
it's definitely, you got to have some touch.
If you like that type of thing, you guys should check out Great Pottery Throwdown on HBO Max.
Okay.
That's like a competition show with pottery throwing, and they throw giant pots, and they made a toilet in one episode. It's a lot of fun if you like that low-key competition type show.
Seth Rogen got into it.
Oh, yeah. His pots are incredible.
Yeah. That's what he does now. He makes pottery for his pot.
And we talked about it on the big tailgate. Casey would be so disappointed.
Casey's listening. Right now, he's putting some crawfish in boil, and he's going, what are they doing? What are we talking about over there?
I've gone for 20 minutes, and they're talking about pottery making.
Well, and bass fishing teams.
Yeah, that's true.
We're you know, we did the Rhino Brothers in and hear their take on
it. It's
this.
First segment, and we've already covered fishing. So, you know, that's amazing.
Without Casey here. That's amazing.
Exactly. We will talk about something other than pottery on the other side of this break, but we are going to go to a quick commercial. Y'all keep it right here on the horn on a Saturday morning with Big Ugly Tailgate.
You ask me what I like about Texas. I tell you it's a wide open spaces. It's everything between the Sabine and the Rio Grande. It's a Llano Estacado. It's the Brazos and the Colorado. It's the spirit of the people who share this land.
Welcome back to Big Ugly Tailgate. I'm Ashley Camrath, and here with Johnny Rogers. Casey Studdard is actually out opening Whitfield's and getting ready for a Texas Independence Day event down at Twisted X Brewery in Dripping Springs today.
Indeed. A little crawfish boil?
Big crawfish boil. It's going to be an event.
Yeah.
It's going to be a heck of an event.
The Roaring Twenties are fixing to roar.
Yes, they are.
I mean, I just recently been out to dinner a couple times this week, and people are back, and the businesses are open, and it's good to see.
Oh, it is getting busy again.
Yeah.
You and I were talking about on the way up here. It is getting busy again, and we've got some great events coming up that we want to talk to you all about. But this week was Texas Independence Day. Like, I hear that song by Gary P. Nunn, and I get chills.
Yeah, Ashley was over there she's holding back tears. I could see it. She's just like... Just kind of swaying to the song.
It's the pride.
Indeed.
On February 23rd, Santa Ana and some 3,000 Mexican troops besieged the Alamo, and the former mission was bombarded with cannon and rifle fire for 12 days. On February 24th, in the chaos of the siege, Colonel Travis smuggled out a letter that read, "To the people of Texas and all Americans in the world, I shall never surrender or retreat, victory or death." Obviously, it went on, and as you know what happened there, but March 2nd, 1836, Texas Independence Day, It is. It makes me so proud to be from Texas. And, you know, how do you know someone's from Texas? Wait 10 seconds and they'll tell you.
They'll tell you.
So I know you not being from here. But you got here as quick as you could. And you grew up here. And you know the spirit of the people. And it's
Well, that's what, you know, that's in my opinion.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, in my opinion, I have the easiest job in the world is selling Austin, Texas.
Right.
Right.
Austin, Texas sells itself. Yeah.
All I have to do is get out of the way or point somebody in the right direction, because it's not just the physical geographic location and everything that has to do with this city. It is the people. It is a town with a soul.
Absolutely.
And I think anybody that has moved here at any point in their lives has felt that feeling that, hey, they want me here and I want to be here, and this is a great place and brought me up right, treat people the right way.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a Texas way of doing things.
Yeah. Drive friendly, be kind. And, you know, it's fun because you and I, you've traveled a lot, as mm-hmm. have I. I've been to 47 now states and 33 different countries. And, I mean, if there's one state in the United States that everybody can instantly recognize, if there's one state that everybody knows the type of people that come from that land, it's Texas.
Yeah.
And I've always said for years, y'all know how much I love Ireland, that, you know, the Irish and the Texans are so similar. We love our cold beer, and you know, for them it's a pint of Guinness.
Sure.
We love our tall tales. We're both storytellers, and we've got an amazing history that we independently fought for, and we've got pride. We've got the pride in our
both,
land.
Both don't mind throwing a few back.
Exactly. Sitting around telling all the old stories.
Yeah.
But, you know, in our country music. And, yeah, proudest Texan ever. And you know, proud American as well. We are just so fortunate to live in the greatest country in the world.
And I love, you know, when I've traveled and talking to people and they're like, where are you from? And I'm like, I say Texas, but they're like, where in Texas? Mm-hmm. And I say Austin. And I mean, 9 times out of 10, they just get a big smile on their face and they're like, oh.
Do you remember when that happened, though? I specifically remember when that happened, because it was the Sandra Bullock, Matthew McConaughey, I think Jake Gyllenhaal, like when they all moved out. We were in our 20s. We were young 20s.
Thoroughly enjoying Austin, Texas in our 20s.
The ambassadors of Austin, Texas.
Indeed.
And I mean, I started traveling a lot for work, but it's like all of a sudden, Austin overnight on the map.
Yeah. It was kind of a secret, sleepy town. We were funky.
Yeah.
You know, it's where you go to get some
hippie hollow.
Yeah. Here's some good music, you know, some decent food. The culinary scene in this town has just exploded. I mean, it is, we have stepped our game up, and that has come along with the growth that we've seen in our town.
So that's one of the things I want to talk to you about, because I still, you know, you and I both have really large networks, and not even by design. We're just both really outgoing, friendly people. We mm-hmm. love people and we love meeting new people. And so I continue to get people reaching out to me saying, hey, you know, we're taking a trip to Austin, or hey, we're, you know, I've got a corporate event, or hey, I've got, you know, a bachelorette party. Where should we go? And I'm like, let me call Johnny.
Yeah.
Because I just don't know anymore, you know?
Well, there's just so much.
So, okay, so let's say top three restaurants. If you had someone come into town, and I know you've been, you know, hanging out with some of the new Texas coaching staff. Mm-hmm. Like, give me three different scenarios. Where would you take them in Austin? Like a casual meal for lunch, a nice sit-down dinner, and then something like kind of unique Austin fun.
Well, I think if I'm going and trying to impress somebody with food, mm-hmm. Chances are I'm going to either Red Ash, Italian Steakhouse downtown, or ATX Cocina downtown.
Okay,
those are two of my favorite.
Okay,
Justine's on the east side is French place, very cool. It's a different, totally different vibe.
Okay,
and then, you know, going with pretty much any of the McGuire Mormon, you know, outfits, whether that's Clark's, whether that's Perla's, uh-huh. Josephine House, Jeffrey's, like, there is some serious good food here. Now, if it's a casual thing, uh-huh. like, hey, I want some atmosphere, maybe listen to some music, get a good vibe, that's Ranch 616 all day.
Mm.
All day.
You do talk about that. Remember, they're deviled eggs. For whatever reason, all these years later, that's what stuck out.
The fire in the holes are the one that get me.
They get you?
Yeah. A little jalapeno shot.
Because I'm so, like, old school Austin. I have my favorites. You know, we used to go to Jaime's Spanish Village all the time, there across from Stubbs. Best margaritas in the world.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's closed and may he rest in peace. But so it's I go to my place. I get a great feel for something and I get comfortable there. Mean Eyed Cat.
Yeah.
My favorite bar in Austin.
That's a big fan. There's a couple guys that are big fans of the Mean Eyed Cat. Just because it's
Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
It's a Johnny Cash themed bar. Shiner Saloon, you know, right there at 5th and Congress. And, you know, so I've got, like, my favorite. When it comes to, like, a casual meal, I still take people to Hula Hut because I want to go have the mango quesadillas and sit on the patio.
Yeah, get one of those big platters. I think it's like the poo-poo platter, and you get like 20 different apps on one plate, and they just throw it at you. It's fantastic.
And whether, you know, whether you're about to go out on the boat or coming back off the boat, or you just, you know, want an afternoon on the lake, it gives you that atmosphere.
Well, and we tried to hit up Matt's Hill Rancho last night, and man, it was, there was a 2.5 hour wait at Matt's Hill Rancho.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they are still pretty much abiding by a lot of the COVID protocol.
Okay.
Like you couldn't even be inside the restaurant if you weren't sitting at a table. So like usually when you go to Match, you go to the right, you go to the bar, you grab a margarita or beer, and then you're just kind of sitting around talking with your friends, waiting for your table. And no, it was a long line, and they were not messing around. So we decided to, you know, go down the road and go hit up a little Mottie's.
So
Mottie's to me is my Tex-Mex choice.
So that's what we had yesterday. When were you there?
Mottie's?
Yeah.
We were there.
The one in South Austin?
No.
Okay, so that's right around the corner from my house.
I go south.
I know you don't go to Bubbaville. That's my hood, though. So I literally, we're driving back from Drippin', and I asked the kids, I was like, where do you want to go? I said, we can go out to, why did I just blank?
I don't know.
What's out and dripping? The barbecue. Salt Lake. I was like, we can go to Salt Lake. And I said, or Mottie's is so close to the house. The food is so good. I know everyone there because I've been going there my whole life.
Correct.
I was like, or Mottie's. They were like, Mottie's.
Yeah.
And that's where
it just doesn't miss. Mottie's is very consistent. You know,
very consistent.
Great. I mean, I've been eating that chips and salsa since it was next to the Washateria over on Lake Austin Boulevard. I mean, it was literally half of the restaurant. Now, it used to be a laundromat.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think people, like the Zoomers, I don't know if they could wrap their head around what a laundromat is.
Right.
Like, what do you mean you would go somewhere to do your laundry?
Yeah, right after I called my mom on the payphone outside.
Exactly. My mom would page me, and I would know to call her back.
Yeah, exactly. That was ours.
What's a pager?
911.
Isn't that like a text?
Hit me on my hip.
Hit me on the hip. 613, get G.
The thing I love about Mottie's in South Austin, I never know who I'm going to run into. And always see some of the Reckless Kelly gents. So happy late birthday to Willie Braun. I saw it was his birthday yesterday. Mm-hmm. Good friends of ours and just some of the most awesome music that's just very...
Yeah, great.
I love Reckless.
And speaking of birthdays, I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to wish the beautiful Susan Rogers a happiest of all happiest birthdays tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Mama Rogers.
She's turning 39 again.
That's it.
And just trucking along. She is.
I did not know she shared a birthday month with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
How cool.
March 7th.
March 7th, Mama Rogers.
One of my
favorite
days of the year. And, you know, not going to get to see her today, but we'll definitely get to reach out. We'll do some FaceTime tomorrow.
And a spoiler.
She just, I'm sure the only thing she wants is FaceTime and cuddles with the nephews and nieces.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So that'll be coming down the road. The nieces and nephew, they're out. They just took off from Chicago.
Oh, gosh, that's right.
They just packed up yesterday. You saw the moving
vans. So they're headed to L.A.
So they're heading out to the Chargers. So it was a great, great 6-7 years with the Bears. Yeah. Anytime you're a coach and you can be in one location.
Wait. 6-7 years?
Yeah, they were in Chicago for 6 years.
Where does the time go? I feel like yesterday they were in Denver.
I know. But, yeah, I think Jay coached for the Bears in 6 seasons.
Oh, my gosh.
It's either 5 or 6 seasons, but they were there for about 6-7 years. And loved it. You know, that's a lot of our roots are in the Midwest and in Illinois, down Monmouth, Illinois, and in Indianapolis. And so that was a great time for us. But I don't think the kids are going to miss. They're getting rid of the snow coats.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And they are going straight to the beach.
Straight L.A.
Yeah. And so it's really cool. My brother and his son are taking off on the girls got to fly.
Oh, fancy.
Girls got to get in the plane, you know, take their, you know, be there in about 3 hours.
Yeah.
All that. Jay, Rock, Lincoln the dog, Ronnie the reptile, Petey the bird are all in the car or the truck, and they are going, they're doing a little vacation, a little family vacation, road trip, a little father-son trip. I'm kind of jealous. That sounds like a really good time.
You know, here's my thing. As much as we fly, and I've been in the air for the past 2 decades, like,
yeah.
I love me a good road trip.
Oh, yeah.
I love me a good road trip going out to... So Jake had an event last night at Cooper's in Lano.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of good barbecue.
Speaking of.
Because we just got a text on the text line that said, FYI, Salt Lick is not. To each his own.
To each their own.
But please, text like in 512-337-3776. Tell us the best barbecue in Texas. In Central Texas.
What's
and then
second
Texas.
Behind Whitfield's.
Exactly, of course, because hello. Yeah. Ambassador of Barbecue is our co-host here. So,
and it's good barbecue. But I'm not just saying that.
No, for sure. It is. I love me some Coopers in Llano.
Yeah.
And so Jake had already been out there, but he got to spend some really good time. There was an event for some military folks out there last night, and some big names showed up, because you never know. It's one of those places you never know who's going to walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And was hanging out with Jason and his sons, and he came home and told me all about it. And we're getting texts on the text line already. Brown's is pretty good on South Lamar.
Yeah.
Never even heard of it.
Let's go check that out.
Cool. Brown's. Thanks for that. And then Louis Mueller.
That's good stuff.
In Taylor.
Mueller. City Market in Luling?
Yes.
That's some fantastic barbecue.
That is really good barbecue as well.
You know, and I'll be honest with you, I like Rudy's.
Like, I do too.
For, you know, people try to knock it and say, oh, you're going to gas station to get your barbecue. Yeah.
I love fantastic. Their tacos.
Their chopped beef, to me, is the best chopped beef in town.
Their cream corn?
Yeah, cream corn's pretty on point. And I will say, their banana pudding, outside of Casey's Whitfield's banana pudding.
Which I've never had.
It's pretty special.
Is it?
Yeah. Ooh. But I would say that Rudy's is up there. It's got some good bread or banana pudding.
My mama just texted me and said, please tell Mama Rogers happy birthday from one mama to another.
She's listening, so aww. I'm sure she heard you say that.
All the mamas. So I like Rudy's too, and it's a good quick pickup, yep. Especially when you're on the run, on the go. If you're itching for some barbecue, definitely get over to Whitfield's today, because they are open. Casey is down also with Twisted X and Dripping Springs.
He's pulling double duty today.
That's it. Doing crawfish.
Yeah. So, you know, Casey needs to add more things to his plate right now.
He was y'all come third in line. I'm out today.
Yeah. He's you know, cooking barbecue, boiling crawfish.
Making babies,
taking names. Shaking hands. What more do you need, Case? Don't worry about it. Hey, Casey, we got you covered here this morning. You just go handle your business.
We got this. Mueller's, Franklin's, Terry Black's, Whitfield's, Mama Snow. What's Mama Snow?
I'll have to check that out.
I know. I feel so behind the time.
We need to get Ivan on here and get his take on things.
Ivan, call in. 512-337-3776. We'll see if he really does listen every Saturday.
I think he does.
I know he does. He's awesome.
He's one of our...
Ivan Vyer is a good friend of mine that I met years ago when doing the Real Heroes show here on the Horn. Ivan...
Barbecue Social?
Yep. And he's also part of the Weird Texas Tailgate. I met him because I walked into the wrong tailgate. Did you know that? I was actually... So I would bring my heroes, whoever I was featuring that day on the show, a lot of military families going through hard times, or wounded veterans, or, you know, just people that have been through a lot that, you know, are inspiring stories. And I would bring them over to my friend's tailgate right around the corner from Schultz's Beer Garden. Well, I accidentally walked into the wrong tailgate one time. And as I'm standing there, I see over one of the, you know, plastic fences, my friends. And I was like, oops, that's where I'm supposed to be. Well, right about that time, this really large Celtic-looking Viking man walks up to me and said, can I help you, little lady? And I was like, I think I'm in the wrong place.
But don't you have, like, similar stories about showing up at different tailgates? Don't you have a story about some guy at that Texas OU weekend that you always have a beer with? Or
You Summer randomly, Mac and I.
Yeah, like some random dude you met at a not like, you know, guy like you guys, like attraction
dating,
like some random OU fan that you've befriended and you started a tradition of going to.
Every year.
Yeah, what is it? So you showed up at the wrong
tailgate? Summer Mac and I rolled into Dallas like we did, you know, the 2007, 2008, 2009 era.
Yep.
She and I were going to every Texas football game. We were literally at every, if it was in Lubbock, we got in the Jeep. We actually stopped at Cooper's in Llano. To the 2008 game when Crabtree caught the winning. Okay, so it's Halloween.
Two blondes just heading west.
Two blondes.
And a
they used
Jeep.
To call us the Double Mint Twins. There we took the top off the Jeep and we dressed up like Texas Palm Girls.
The Hotsy Totsy Twins.
That's it. Yeah, I don't know. But so we literally show up at Cooper's in Llano, and you know it's hunting season. There's a line out around the building. Well, we were in our costumes, which we had made, which were Texas Palm. Oh, you know, geez. So the stirrups and all the, you know, the, oh, the yeah. vest with the. Well, we get off. Bob Cole's standing there in line, and he goes, "Ladies, did y'all miss the bus?" And I was like, "It's no, we're not. No, we're 10 years older than those girls, one and two. It's Halloween costumes." But so we get out, we grab some Lana, I mean, some Coopers, and we head, you know, back on to West Texas. Unfortunately, attended that game. But so, yeah, Summer Mac and I were at every game. So it's Texas OU weekend. We said, okay, let's go to Dallas, have some friends there. We crash with them. And we get up, and I'm a morning person. Summer is not, or she didn't used to be. And so, you know, getting her going and everything, we start walking through the tailgates to the state fair.
Yeah.
To the fairgrounds. And I had, my mom had bought me a case of the OU Sucks beer. And so, of course, we had to bring those.
Obviously.
So that's what, but they were like glass bottles. So we were walking through the crowd, and lo and behold, you needed a bottle opener. And so we're holding these beers that say OU Sucks, and we cannot find a bottle opener to save our life. So
you had to go to an OU fan?
I saw this guy that, his name is Micah, but he looks like Billy Bob. On
gotcha.
Yep.
From Varsity,
on Varsity Blues.
Blues. Puke and Rally.
Puke and Rally. And he's actually trimmed up quite a bit since then. But he, at the time, and he is just standing there in his big old OU shirt, and he is, you know, drinking his beer. And I walked up. I said, "Darling, I'm sorry. Excuse me." You know, Johnny's shaking his head. "Would you mind opening my beer for me?"
That Texas accent got real thick.
Got it. And he's like, "Yeah, sure." And, you know, "Sure, little lady." And so he opens my beer for me. And as soon as he did, I turned it around so he could see it. And he's like, "Oh, man, come on. They said, "What are y'all doing? Come get some beer." I mean, just the nicest people. So every year for like...
Believe it or not, there are some nice people from Oklahoma.
Yeah, one or two.
Yeah.
And we found them.
I've
that
met at
day.
Least three.
So we, sure enough, we started. It was a tradition after that.
That's
every
awesome.
Year we would swing by and see. And the Keeshniks actually tailgate right next to them every year, too. And so we would always go, and that became our Texas OU tradition.
Boom.
All about the tailgate.
All about the tailgate.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining us this morning on the Big Ugly Tailgate.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more.
I've been working this job 9 to 5.
Good morning, Austin, Texas. You're listening live to The Horn, live, local, and digital on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. Feel free to give us a text at 512-337-3776. Or in the second hour, we're actually going to open up the lines and maybe do a little Q&A. Just, yeah, Casey's out this morning. He's got a barbecue place to run. He's also doing a big crawfish boil down at the Twisted X Brewery.
Texas Independence Day,
crawfish boil. That'll be great.
Yeah, absolutely. So feel free to give us a call, 512-447-3776. I'm not saying we're going to try to prove that we're actually the show of the people.
We are.
Bucky and Aaron like to tout that. But yeah. I mean, I don't know. You were on the show last week.
It's a great show.
It's a great show.
I've been listening
to it for decades.
Yeah. It's, you know, and I'm a different kind of person than Bucky, you know, so it was interesting.
Bucky
has his fans.
Oh, I know.
Like, I mean.
I'm one of them. Every day, like, the reason I tune into B&E in the morning is because I know I'm going to laugh out loud.
Correct.
At least one time.
Yeah.
And some of them are the same stories we've been hearing for years.
True.
That will never die. Yeah. They will never get
but
old.
It's not like I'm not trying to replace Bucky or anything like that. He was taking the week off, so I got called up to the majors, so to
That's
speak.
It. And, going to the bigs, Johnny.
Yeah, and boy, you'd have thought I was coming after Bucky's jobbers. I mean, we had some callers that were like, "Get this guy out of here. He's trash." Like, what'd I say? You know, but they love themselves some Bucky, but. You know, and rightfully so. Buck's been, you know, a character in my life, really.
Right.
Almost my entire life. You know, my father and Bucky coached together at the University of Texas.
Right.
All came down here to the University of Texas, you know, with John Makovic and the crew. And, you know, it was
back
it
in
was,
the 90s.
Yeah. So I've loved me some Bucky. I used to babysit his kids back in the day.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, AJ and the girls, Veronica and all them, they're great, great people. And yeah, we used to, you know, bowl trips we would take together and
That's so great.
Play video games. I remember playing, I think it was in, I want to say it was in the Fiesta Bowl, and all the players were going out, you know, to the bars and things like that, and it would be like me and AJ and Ricky Williams playing PlayStation.
Nice.
I mean, that's what Ricky didn't go out. He wasn't a, you know, party guy.
Yeah.
He was kind of a chill, relaxed kind of guy.
We had dinner this week with some of Jake's, one of Jake's good friends is Erin Young Garrett. She's a real estate agent up in Dallas, and nice. Her husband is Judd Garrett, Jason's brother.
Gotcha.
And so we had a great dinner. I mean, it's nothing in the world like after having quarantined for a year to go sit down at a nice restaurant and have great conversation for hours.
Indeed.
And they're doing some really amazing things and you know, wanted to talk about all the nonprofit work that Jake and I are doing. And so just sitting and talking to him. And so at the very end of the night, like the restaurant's closing. And I said, wait, we cannot get out of here before we talk football. And Jake was like, oh, yeah, sorry, forgot to give you a heads up. She's kind of a diehard. Well, so, you know, sure enough, he coached with the Saints.
Really?
And then in Miami.
Okay.
I said, were you there during? He said, yep, both times. So with both teams. And so I sat there for like the next 45 minutes as the restaurant's, you know, pushing us out the door, getting Ricky stories, which
awesome.
Was just awesome. So we have to have him on the show.
Oh, he's for
just
sure.
Really, really great people and amazing insight.
Let's do it.
Very, very observant individual as well. So
And a correction real quick. I know Mama Snow kind of threw me off. It's Snow's Barbecue, and it was Tootsie.
Tootsie.
Yeah. But I guess she also is called Mama Snow as well, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But I've not been to that one in Lexington, but I've seen the Netflix special on it, and it's fantastic. I mean, it looks fantastic. And what I love is she doesn't have any thermometers. She doesn't have any, like, gauges to tell you how hot it is.
Mama knows.
She feels it with her hands.
That's so crazy.
And knows when, you know, the right time to put the meat on. It's incredible.
She's been at it for decades.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I haven't been out there either. I think when y'all first brought that up a couple months ago, we looked up where Lexington was.
Yeah.
And so Mama Snow, and then Ivan was going to try to call in here, and someone texted in too and said the guys who own Mighty Fine own the Rudy's in the Austin area. Austin Rudy's are hands down better than other cities' ones.
Yeah, okay.
I just remember I was in San Antonio doing some nonprofit work down there for veterans, and they rolled out the red carpet. I mean, Military City USA, you know, down there in San Antonio, because there's so many different bases and Brooks Army Medical, or SAMC, Brooks Army Medical Center. I know they see veterans often.
Mm-hmm.
But they still treat them.
Yeah.
Just roll out the red carpet.
Rightfully so.
I agree. But it was awesome. So I have to give a shout out to Nancy Winters. Gabe is one of my niece's good friends. And Gabe's Nana listens to our show, apparently.
Oh, what's up, Nana?
I mean, I knew we had like one or two female listeners, you know, like your mom and mine.
Yeah. Both moms.
The moms. But
Kim might listen in when Casey's on.
Exactly. Maybe. She's about to have three run around the house. So congratulations to the Studdards. That is phenomenal.
Yeah, Case, we're excited for you, bud.
Very excited.
He's
going
to be, you know, up to his neck in diapers soon again.
Yeah, I know.
Gosh. He's going to love that.
Oh, it's so fun, though. It's such fun ages. We were over at a friend's house the other night, and they've got a one-year-old, and she was teething, and she came out, and she was so, but her little hair was all messed up, and I was just like, oh, this age, this precious, precious age. But so speaking of birthdays, because it is, you know, Mama Rogers' birthday tomorrow, it is you and your birthday month, my birthday month.
Yep.
I will be gone the next 3 weekends. So next weekend, we're going to Iowa. There is an event that...
Heaven?
Yeah.
Is this heaven?
No, it's Iowa.
What movie, Jamie Frazier? Field of Dreams. Good call.
Ding, 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 ding.
We got Jamie Frazier in the house. He's hanging out this morning with us.
He's sleepy. So it's an event, Warrior Rising Hunt, and there are 10 veteran influencers that'll be there. It's a pheasant hunt, I believe, and then 10 former NFL players. So I'm not sure who all is going to be in attendance yet, but I'll definitely call in next week from Iowa.
Maybe we get one of those guys to come on and talk to us.
Absolutely. Check it out. The following weekend, I'm going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona. So Mark Lee was the first Navy SEAL killed in Operation Iraqi Freedom. If you saw the film American Sniper, the funeral scene was Mark's funeral.
Gotcha.
He was good friends with Chris Kyle. He served with SEAL Team 3, Task Unit Bruiser, and Chris Kyle, Mike Monsoor, Ryan Job, Jocko Willink, Leif Babin, who's a Central Texan now, just to name a few.
Legendary names.
Absolutely. And they were all in the same unit and accomplished so much. Mark was killed in Ramadi on August 2nd, 2006. His birthday is March 20th.
Oh, cool.
And so his mother, Debbie Lee, is actually who I work with, and I help her with her organization. We provide hyperbaric oxygen therapy for veterans with TBI and PTSD from combat. And then we also have a Gold Star family retreat for those that have lost a loved one, a family member in combat as well, or we do random acts of kindness. And so about a month before he was killed, Mark wrote a letter home that's just unbelievable. Like, for that to be your final words documented.
That's pretty awesome.
So I'm going to call in on his birthday from Arizona and share that letter with you. But I just wanted to spread the word, because what we're doing is every year Debbie's put on, Mama Lee as we call her, she's put on this event in Scottsdale that's Mark Lee Birthday Bash. And this year I thought, you know what, I was never able to make the Scottsdale event. I'll be there this year, but I was never able to make it in person. And I don't want people that aren't able to go to Scottsdale to not stop and honor and remember Mark that day, because he was a phenomenal human being and individual. His final words were on me. Wow. So they were trying to provide cover, because Kevin Lace, Dauber, as they called him, the medic, was trying to get Ryan Job out of there, out of harm's way, because he had been injured. And Mark said, on me. And he ran into danger to provide cover, and he was killed. And so
that's some courage right there.
That's bravery at its finest. And so March 20th is a Saturday. It's Mark Lee's birthday. And we're encouraging patriots everywhere, no matter where you are or how you want to celebrate the life, legacy and sacrifice of Mark Lee.
Yeah, they did. There's that. That's a CrossFit workout. The Murph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's in honor of Lieutenant Michael Murphy.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing thing to keep his memory alive through an organized workout. What we've done with Mark's is we've opened it up and said, hey, you know, whatever you want to do, whatever that looks like for you. Not everybody's into working out. Not everybody's into drinking. So, you know, if you want to meet a buddy at the bar for a beer, that's great. Yeah. Do it in honor of Mark that day.
Awesome.
If you want to have a backyard barbecue, do it. There's actually events that are springing up all over the place, and I want to encourage the city of Austin to do the same. And our tailgate listeners, so we've got an organized workout in Sydney, Australia.
Awesome.
It's going to happen on the beach there in Sydney in honor of Mark. We've got a backyard barbecue that a Gold Star mother's putting on in Flagstaff, Arizona. We've got a day at the gun range going on in Kansas City, Missouri.
Very cool.
I know this is going to shock you, but, you know, a happy hour at a pub in Ireland.
There you go.
Irish always support. So no doubt. All in honor of Mark. And you can check it out at americasmightywarriors.org. But Mark Lee, M-A-R-C.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool.
And I'll be calling him from Scottsdale that day and reading his final letter home to you, because it's pretty amazing.
That's awesome stuff.
Yeah.
We had one of the texters called in, and I just kind of, you know, slips your mind, you know, but old Burt's Barbecue up off Far West. There was one on campus, too.
Yeah.
And there, remember, they had that T-Man with the chunks of the beef. And like the Frito pie. Oh.
So Frito pie, that's exactly what just came to my mind when I saw Burt's.
It is.
I love me some Frito pie. It's not exactly keto.
Topped with T-Man, chunks of beef, sliced sausage, and topped with beans? Come on. That is a gut bomb waiting to happen. That is one of those, you know, you're taking a nap after you go get yourself some Burt's barbecue.
Eat that and then sit in a coma, a food coma.
Yeah. And House Park barbecue, yeah. They've got some good barbecue over there, too.
House Park Barbecue is good, but definitely get to Whitfield's today because Casey is open.
They are open, but you may miss Casey because he's going to be out at the Twisted X Brewery for the Texas Independence Crawfish Boil.
Yep.
So if you're looking for something to do today, call some friends, bring the kids, go outside, enjoy this beautiful sunshine Chamber of Commerce day we got going on here.
This is why we live in Austin, Texas, not 2 weeks ago.
Yes, or in a couple of months when it's 110.
Right. I'll take that all day.
True.
I'll take that all day over the cold.
I'm with you. Jamie Fraser shaking his head like, nope.
I just can't. I think Jamie Fraser's shaking his head because he just doesn't want to be upright right now. he's tired. He's sleepy. So the other day I had the TV on, which I don't typically watch a lot of TV, but it seems like since COVID and quarantine, I've been watching more documentaries and all that kind of stuff.
You got to keep tabs on what's going on in the world, even though it's hard to turn on a lot of the media, a lot of those news channels, but you got to at least see what the heck's going on. So I get it. Go ahead.
So I'm flipping through the channels and my favorite movie is on. Favorite movie of all time.
Air Bud 2, The Golden Receiver.
What on earth is that?
Air Bud?
What is that?
Air Bud 2, The Golden Receiver? Air Bud 1 was when the dog, the Golden Retriever, is the basketball player.
Jeez.
And the Air Bud 2 is when he's a wide receiver.
Heard of Air Bud?
No, I've never heard of Air Bud. Is this
Air
a
Bud,
thing?
Air Bud 2, Air Bud plays football, Air Bud plays soccer, and all the Air Buddies movies.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a Golden Retriever.
It's a Golden Retriever, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. But, all right, so I digress. Go. What is your favorite movie? I'm going to guess...
Don't say Dirty Dancing.
No, not Dirty Dancing, but I'm going to say, what's the old movie? I'm blank, it's a Western movie. It's like 8 hours long. Am I on the right track?
I mean, kind of. It's a Western. Best movie of all time.
Lonesome Dove. Lonesome Dove. That's what I was thinking of.
No. Nope.
Okay, not Lonesome Dove.
Good guess, but nope.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
No.
What do you got?
Tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Best movie of all time.
Better than Wyatt Earp? You like Tombstone over Wyatt Earp?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give me Doc Holliday all day.
I am getting crucified on the text line for never having heard of Air Bud.
Listen, I've got...
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed for you that you know Air Bud.
What are you talking about? Air Bud 2, the Golden Receiver, one of the top five classics of all time.
Okay, so Tombstone comes on. I can't count on my fingers and my toes how many... one-liners there are in that film just legendary.
I'm your Huckleberry.
That's the one for me. I'll make you famous.
Absolutely.
Is that Young Guns?
That's Young Guns.
Okay.
That's obviously the most popular, but there are so many great
one-liners.
You tell
them I'm coming.
Uh-huh. You tell them I'm coming and hell's coming with me.
Hell's coming with me.
Doc Holliday is brilliant. Val Kilmer is brilliant in that film.
Probably. And would you say Val Kilmer's best performance?
No, it's got to be Top Gun.
Top Secret.
That's Top Gun.
True. Top Gun.
Oh, gotcha.
No, but see...
Ice.
I know, but he's also in Top Secret as well, which is an incredible... It is one of his earliest lead movies, and it is hilarious.
It's well worth it. It's definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then he found carbs. He's not...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had a throat deal, didn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah, he can barely speak right now.
Ooh.
It's true. He had both of those things. But yeah, back in the day, yeah, it was carbs that did him in.
Yeah. Well, and The Saint. Remember The Saint?
He also did that movie with Robert Downey Jr., right? Heartbreak or something?
Maybe. Val Kilmer was great. He was a great actor. Great 80, 90 actor.
The ability to play Doc Holliday sick in a Western.
Yeah.
And nail it. Like, he nailed it. The part where he's, flipping the
shot glass?
No, yeah. The metal coffee cup or whatever. Yeah, I'm sure there wasn't coffee in there. But, you know, and then the way he gives Wyatt crap. Like, I was just flipping through and I saw it. And it's one of those that I cannot change the channel.
Yeah.
I can't. I have to sit there and watch the entire film. And I know every line. But it made me so happy.
Yeah. Well, it's like, what are the other movies that you, if it comes on and
Office
you're watching
Space.
It. I think Shawshank will be on TNT, I think, at least twice a day.
Oh, but that's depressing.
I second Office Space.
Office Space. So Office Space, back when kids, we used to have these things called DVD players. And back in the day when, Office Space sat in my DVD player for about 6 years.
Yeah.
Until I got the flu and started How I Met Your Mother.
Wedding Crashers for me. But
great film.
Yeah.
Great film.
Filmed right here in Austin.
Office Space, Dazed and Confused, and Tombstone.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
2 out of 3 filmed here in Austin, Texas.
Right.
Pretty awesome.
We I got invited to this group on Facebook that was, you know, you're from Texas State, when? And so it's all these people weighing in on all these college memories. And it's crazy how much, if you had one for TCU, you'd be like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Or I forgot about that. We used to have this guy that would streak through the quad on every holiday and whatever the holiday was.
Did you bring his green hat? Streaking through the quad?
A little pumpkin. And
Frank the Tank?
Use your imagination, but it was in vito veritas. Yes, I love that the texters are texting in.
Val Kilmer's best work is MacGruber, which, very underrated, hilarious, hilarious movie.
I haven't seen it.
You never seen MacGruber?
I've never seen MacGruber.
I mean, it's not like I'm mad at you for it. I mean, it's a funny movie, but... You know, it's
what's a movie you would be mad at me if you knew that I hadn't seen it?
Hoosiers?
Haven't seen it.
Oh, jeez. Tell me at least you've seen Rudy.
I've seen Rudy.
Okay. Hoosiers is a little different flavor. I grew up a little bit of my life in southern Indiana. Mm-hmm. My dad was a football coach at the University of Evansville. And so I actually got to play basketball as a kid in a lot of those stadiums. a lot of those, you know, gems from
Hoosiers. That's so legit.
Yeah. So that was, I mean, I, you know, growing up loving, you know, basketball as a kid in Indiana, it was the best movie I think I ever saw.
Yeah.
Love that. Love Rudy.
Platoon, Black Hawk Down.
There you go, Jamie.
Those are yours?
Yeah, good ones.
Black Hawk Down was just
intense.
Oh, yes. Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, it's good. That the whole landing scene in Saving Private Ryan when you watch it at the movie theater, just...
Yeah, that's... I mean...
You're like, how did they live, no. anyone?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
A lot braver than I am. Real genius. What a classic Val Kilmer.
Two people back to back just sent that in. Real Genius was outstanding. Best Val Kilmer. Tombstone and Real Genius. Okay,
yeah.
I've never seen Real Genius.
Real Genius, oh, it's fantastic. Val Kilmer is a genius in college, and just it gets into a really funny situations. There's a popcorn scene and lasers involved. It's pretty funny. Check it out. Godfather is also a must watch. You've seen Godfather, right?
Last year.
Huh.